This is a Ted Haley recording, copyright reserved.
The subject, Royal National Lifeboat Institution, Southend-on-Sea Branch, a service for the dedication and the opening of the new inshore lifeboat house, Sunday the 13th of April 1980. A lifeboat house is on the east side of the pier behind the Golden Hind, and it was a beautiful sunny and warm day, with crowds, holidaymakers, visitors up and down the seashore and watching the proceedings. The proceedings were started by Mr. Morehouse, followed by prayers and hymns led by the Honourable Chaplain of the branch, the Reverend Deer. Later, a reading from the Psalms was read by
the Honourable Surgeon of the branch, whose name will be given later.
A speech by the branch president, the Lady Mayor of Southend-on-Sea, Her Worship Mrs. T.H. Watson Lamb.
To our Padre, Reverend Deer, to start the ceremony of the blessing of our new lifeboat station and boat.
Find the Portman's Gravis on the sheet. I hope it's enough for at least one between two. We'll sing the hymn, listen to the reading, and then I invite you please to join in the prayers when we come to that part. So with the hymn, what I suggest is I start the first line, Eternal Father, God the same, and then we'll start again with a bit of backing from the choir behind. I think that's why we brought the Sheerness over, you know. Yeah. Got the contraltos on this side and the basses on the other.
Oh, really?
Oh, no, it's Eternal Father, Christ who saves.
Eternal Father, Christ who saves.
Taken from Psalm 107. Let them thank the Lord for his enduring love, for the marvelous things he has done for men, and recite his deeds with shouts of joy. Others there are who go to the sea in ships and make their living in the wide waters. These men have seen the acts of the Lord and his marvelous doings in the deep. At his command, the storm wind rose and lifted the waves high, carried up to the heavens, plunged down again to the depths, tossed to and fro in peril. They reeled and staggered like drunken men, and their seamanship was all in vain. So they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out of their distress. The storm sank to a murmur, and the waves of the sea were still. They were glad then that all was calm, as he guided them to the harbor they desired. Let them thank the Lord for his enduring love, and for the marvelous things he has done for men. This is the word of the Lord.
Let us just bow our heads as we pray. Members of one family united in our love for the lifeboat service. Let us pray first of all the prayer our Lord himself taught us when he prayed, Our Father.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
We give thanks this morning for the dedication of our own lifeboat crews here at Southend, to their sister station at Sheerness, for their spirit of service, and the comradeship they share with members of the other rescue services. We pray for their safety, that this inshore station will be a source of protection and aid for all who use this estuary. Let us pray together.
We pray, O God, for all seafarers as they fulfill the duties and face the dangers of their cause.
The officers and men of the Royal Navy, the Merchant Navy, and our fishing fleets, the keepers of lighthouses, the crews of lightships and weather ships, the pilots of our ports, all who carry out the services of docks and harbours, and those who man lifeboats and guard our coasts. We pray for all who sail and use this estuary for leisure activities. Grant them your strength and protection, and keep them in the hour of special need, for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen. So we dedicate this lifeboat house, a source both of protection and comfort for those using this estuary, also the meeting place for all the crews for the good will that they engender here and throughout the town. We dedicate this lifeboat house in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
RNLLI, I'm pleased to be here today, and may God bless the crew and keep them safe. I now declare the lifeboat house open.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mayor, or President Rowan, ladies and gentlemen, the crew of the Southend lifeboat are now going to offer you a little refreshment on their behalf. And I think it's very, very generous of them. This is all done by the crew. Thank you.
Thank you.
Also present were members of the crew from the Sheerness lifeboat station, who came over on their boat and had their photographs taken with the crews of Southend and the Lady Mayor and party.
Well, it was the 13th and it was a beautiful day, and I was fortunate enough to renew my acquaintances with two characters well known in Southend, Don Ronan and Diddles Sanders.